Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Church, welcome to Vision Sunday. It's the best, isn't it, babe?
It's a year to reclaim.
Now, before we go into unpacking 2026, we first want to talk about what God did in 2025 because of your faith, your prayers, your passion. And so we were believing to see 750 people turn to Christ in 2025. But guess what, everybody? You saw 827 people turn to Christ. Come on, if you're not clapping, you should be clapping. Four locations. And then we know that when you turn to Christ, that's just the beginning, it's not the end. So we have a thing called our Foundations class, which helps people get the foundations of the faith, whether coming back or first time. And we saw 202 people do our Foundations class.
Amazing. We also were believing to see 150 people water baptized.
Yeah.
And we saw 151 people water baptized.
We
so thank you, church. Thank you for a great harvest year. Thank you for all the ushering in
of
people you did. It was a wonderful year.
Such a good year.
It was. And right now, church, Al is going to discreetly fade out.
Yep,
because
fading.
We are going to chat about what reclaim looks like for us together as a church.
Let's go.
So the word reclaim, it actually came from this picture from our summer camp. There'll be lots of people in the room that were in summer camp. This was summer camp last year. So on the last day of summer camp, all the teenagers will remember, we had Trent Membray. And Trent Membray was, I think it was the last session, praying over all the teenagers. And row by row, they were standing up and Trent was coming and laying hands on them. So the team and the parents and all the location pastors, we were there supporting Trent as he prayed over the teenagers. And as I was watching them, they were literally, as Trent went down the row praying, every teenager was falling. So it would go down the row, knocked over, and that he was going line by line, and just rows of teenagers were falling down. Anyway, I suddenly saw this, just this, this picture of the teenagers falling as soldiers. And so Trent was coming along and in what I saw, there were soldiers falling down and they're actually being sent out of trenches and into like battle. You know how you have people in lines of trenches? And so I saw teenagers and people fall down and be sent into this battlefield as Trent prayed for them. And as I was seeing that, God suddenly highlighted the actual ground to me. So where they were running out of the trench, the battleground that they were running onto, I saw that like close up and it was full of shrapnel and all sorts of things, barbed wire, and it was chaos. The ground that they were running onto was chaos. So I, for the rest of that time, just watched this scene unfold. And actually later that night, I went and I researched what is the name of that ground, because it's what really stood out to me. And I read this, it's actually called No Man's Land, and this is what I read about it. It says, in war, in trench warfare, no man's land refers to the stretch of open ground between two opposing armies, frontline trenches. It typically refers to an area that is unclaimed, unknown, and uninhibited. It often is due to fear or uncertainty about its ownership or control. So I was really like stirred up by this picture. And I was really encouraged because actually just a couple of weeks before summer camp, Al and I, as we do, we pray into, okay, God, for the year that's coming up ahead, what is the vision for that year? What do you want us to do? And we had sensed the word reclaim. And so we were encouraged by this picture that it is God sending us out, sending C3 SYD out into no man's land to reclaim those things that have been lost or stolen in our church and also in our lives personally. And we're believing that God wants us to do that with great courage and kind of with an army-like attitude. And I've got here, I wanted to read to you the definition for reclaim. It means to retrieve or to recover something previously lost, given, or paid, to obtain the return of. Another way puts it, to bring wasteland or land formerly underwater under cultivation. So we've sat on this for a while, and we've prayed about a key scripture. What scripture will we put over this year, 2026? And Joel 2, 22 to 25 is the scripture that resonates with this idea of reclaim. So Joel 2, 22, it says, "Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten." And so, church, we're putting this scripture over the year, and you know, we also have a bigger vision, Sydney, a city for Christ. And so the reason that we put a vision over the year is to give us a sense of direction for this year. It unites us over one thing that we're called to do as a church. And we really we see that as a congregation, that we unite over that. But we also always want you to catch the vision that we put over the year and the scripture that we put over the year for you personally. So we want you to get a sense of what does reclaim look like in your life personally. We've written a list. We've prayed over this past year in three areas. We've prayed, God, what do you want us to reclaim as a church in our church? What are the areas that have maybe been stolen, have slipped, have the things that need reclaiming? And then we've prayed, okay, God, what do you see as the church? What do you want to reclaim as the church? And then we want to ask you, what areas do you need to see reclaimed in your life? So later in this session, later this morning, we're actually going to ask you that and have a moment. So I want you to be thinking about, start thinking about those areas that you want to believe God to see reclaimed. Because church, we're going to do this together. There's power in uniting and believing together in these things. The other thing I wanted to share in the scripture, the funny part where it says, "You wild animals," I've been laughing how it says that. And it actually reminded me of a picture I've seen a few years ago. And so I got old sketchbooks out and found where I had seen this picture of wild horses, and I had actually drawn it in my sketchbook, and it was two pictures, a picture of wild horses and then a second image. And I just wanted to share that with you because it's actually about how God sees his church as being battle ready. So I was going to throw up the picture of my drawing, but I'm not an artist, and the picture looked terrible and it didn't really reflect what I saw. So I went to AI and I have created an image. Well, it has created an image from my sketch, and it's way better. So we're going to throw those up on the screen. But the first picture was of, it was an aerial view of African plains. So it was like as if I was in a helicopter, and it was dry, deserted ground. But there was a pack of wild horses running across this plain. And as wild horses do, they're kind of running all together, but they're kind of crazy. And they were actually kind of running in one direction, but there was kind of some wild horses running off that way and that way. So the general direction was going together, but there was kind of a mess. And so I thought, okay. And then the next image I got was a picture of a battle horse. And I'm going to put this up on the screen. And this image that it has generated is so like the image that I saw. It was of one horse and it was a battle horse. So it actually was head to toe in armor, just like you can see here in the image. On its face, on its chest, this horse looked like it was going into battle. But the thing that was different about this horse was that it had, in the way it's held itself, It was very disciplined. It was trained, ready for battle. Not, unlike the picture of the wild horses that were galloping everywhere, this horse was very composed. And I love how this image has captured that the horse was holding its head very firm. It kind of like it was calm, it was strong, and it was battle ready. The words that I'd written next to this picture in my journal was that this is how God needs his church, to be battle ready, to go into the land, like we're going to go into no man's land, but actually be well trained and prepared. Anyway, church, I'm going to leave you that picture. I hope it encourages you this morning, and I'm going to hand over to Al right now, and we are going to continue in with what Reclaim looks like for us as a church.
So there you have it, everybody. Reclaim, and this is our heart. I love what Jessen had, that picture of the battle horse. And I remember in 2025 at conference, we had Trent Membre, who's featured a bit today, and he said this thing. He said, the church is not called to be a cruise ship, but a battleship. Can I get a good amen? All locations. The Church of Jesus Christ was never meant to be a cruise ship. It's called to be a battleship. And I want to encourage you, God has a great call for us. We don't battle, we don't fight from a place of striving. Like Jessen said, calm, confident. We fight from a place of rest. That in Christ, we have great rest. We have security. We are children of God. We have nothing to strive for. But from that place of rest, we are called to step into the battlefield. We are called to be on mission. And so I want to remind you, we have a great vision as a church from our founding pastors, Pastor Philip, Pastor Chris, Sydney, a city for Christ. There is an apostolic calling on our church to see a city won to Christ. And what does that mean? Sydney is big. Sydney is nearly 6 million people. When we say Sydney, a city for Christ, it looks like a location in every region and connect groups in every suburb. Come on, somebody, you know this. A location in every region, connect groups in every suburb. Why? Why does this matter? Why should we have a vision for a city? Why? Because Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, he said, go into all the world and make disciples. It was go and make. Go and make. Not just go and not just make disciples, but go and make disciples. We are called to go out into the city that we are a part of. And as we go, we are called to make disciples. And the way we articulate that as a church is help people know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. Helping people know Jesus is based on Matthew 4, where the disciples, the Peter, the Andrew, the John, the James, they encounter Christ, they have a moment with him, and then he says, come follow me. And then from there, they have proximity with Christ. They're encountering the power of God as they follow Jesus. And this is our heart, that we would see people encounter Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, have a revelation of Jesus. Every Sunday, we want you to have a fresh revelation of Jesus and follow him. They came to know Christ. And then as they followed Jesus, they didn't follow him alone. No, no. Hello. Come on. You don't follow Jesus. It's not just me and Jesus. It's us. The disciples followed Christ together. And we pick up in Matthew 6, Jesus teaches them how to pray. He doesn't just teach them individually how to pray. He teaches them how to pray. He says, our Father, pray like this, our Father. We are in this together. We are not called to follow Jesus on our own. We're called to follow Jesus together in connect groups, in community, face to face, following Christ, growing together. And then we read in Matthew 10. So we've been in Matthew 4, there's an encounter with Christ. Matthew 6, they're learning how to walk and follow Jesus together. And then we see in Matthew 10, Jesus says, it says that he calls them to himself. And then he says, now go in authority, go and heal the sick, go and do the work of the ministry. And that is our heart for you, that you'll discover purpose, know Jesus, find community, discover purpose. And as a church, we would go into all the world and make disciples. A location in every region, connect groups in every suburb. Look at the regions. Can you see them? Amazing. Look at the connect groups. Look at all the suburbs. 662 right now suburbs in Sydney. Look at all those suburbs. We're believing to have connect groups in every suburb, across all these suburbs. But where are we right now? We are one church in four locations. And so we are believing that we would continue and we would move forward to be a one thriving church in four locations. One thriving church in four locations. And I want to encourage you, there is wonderful things happening in our church. Our heart is that we would be a healthy, flourishing church, that your heart, that your soul would prosper, that the heart and the soul of our church would be healthy and prospering, that we would have a beautiful spirit as a church, a beautiful, humble heart as a church. And so I want to encourage you, in our Northern Beaches location, with our location pastors, Dan and Kaylee Karotz, we are seeing God do incredible things. In our kids' facility, we are seeing so many families, seeing children. And we're really excited in 2026, very shortly this month, we're going to be launching a 4 p.m. service. And so we're going to be having another kids' experience along our 4 p.m. service. We're going to be having young adult socials after, some moments where we have extended worship. And we're just so excited what God is going to do in the Northern Beaches. Families that we are yet to reach, we're going to reach them. Very exciting. And in the Central West, shout out, we love Ash and Laura Emmanuel, our location pastors. And we're really excited in the Central West because our kids' facility upgrade and our foyer space upgrade is happening. It's underway. We're moving forward. And we are so excited to reach so many families in the West, the Central West of Sydney. And then Lower North Shore, we have Jesse and Eloise Ditchfield who transitioned from Panaman Rancliffe last year, doing an amazing job. And we're seeing great health. We saw the most baptisms we've seen in our Lower North Shore location last year. And so we are seeing new people coming to Christ. It's just the beginning in the Lower North Shore. And then we had Upper North Shore, we have Tyler and Emily Ancliffe who transitioned from Jake and Kerry Betlam last year. And we moved from one cinema to another cinema. We moved to Cinema 3. And so we're in this new cinema this year, and it's close and it's got lots of vibe. And we are seeing God move in the Upper North Shore. We're just beginning there as well, it feels like. We're reaching new families, new young people, and it's very exciting. God is moving. And this year in 2026, it's a year of reclaim. And we believe God, we're going to see God reclaim things this year. In our worship, we are seeing just the little blossoms of worship rising, especially in our youth. But we believe worship over our house is something we're going to reclaim in 2026. Attendance, people gathering to church. Ever since COVID, we believe in this year there's going to be a new level of people putting God first every Sunday, gathering with the body of Christ to worship. In our finances, prodigals coming back, people we've been believing to come to Christ coming back, getting saved this year, giftings and callings that have been dormant coming to life in Jesus' name. Influence, that the church, that our church is called to be a great influence in Sydney and our nation. And we see that for the church, God is reclaiming our identity, gender, marriage, family, purity, sex and relationships, all these areas we believe God is reclaiming how He has designed us to live and flourish. And we're believing for you that you personally are going to have things redeemed in your life. God is a redeemer. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be unpacking Joel 2. And that passage of scripture, we see that God is a restorer. And so we're going to be standing with you this year as you believe God for specific things that you are believing to see reclaimed in 2026. So right now, we're going to hear a story from a great man in our church and what he and his wife are believing to see reclaimed in 2026. Check it out.
Hi, my name is Christian, and my wife Amanda and I are members of our Northern Beaches location. This year, we are believing for a few things. First is that God would pour out new songs on our church. There would be new songs for us to write. We've got such a rich history in our church of amazing songs, and we're just really believing that this is a new season and a new time for a new song and a new sound to come. Just really believing that the Holy Spirit would pour that out on the songwriters and the worship team, that our church would rise up and grab this, and the Holy Spirit would just pour out new songs for us to sing. The next thing is that Amanda and I grew up in church with our families, and over the last few years, some of them have, through varying reasons, walked away from church and from God. And this year, we're just really believing that God would restore that relationship. He would restore them back to Himself and give them a new revelation of Jesus. And the next thing that we're believing for this year is around my health. We've been told by the doctors that I can't have a baby. Amanda and I have been married for 14 years now, and probably 2 years into our marriage, we were like, yeah, we could have a baby now. And so since then to now, we've been trying. And it's been a confusing and unsure journey. A few years ago, we decided to get really intentional through tests and things to figure out what was going on. And that's when the doctors told us that I wasn't able to have a kid. They couldn't tell us why. They had no idea. All they said was something had happened to me when I was young and that had interfered in that part of my life, my health. And that has meant that we weren't able to have a baby. But this year we're believing that this is the year that we are going to reclaim that part of my health. We're going to stand on the promises of Jesus, the Word of God, and believe that now's the time. This is it. This is the season. And we'll be able to hold our baby up at church and testify of God's goodness and His love, His power to heal, and His grace for us. So that's what we're writing on our card this year.
Wow, everybody. Can you please put your hands together, come on every location, and thank Christian Jones. We love Christian and Amanda Jones, and so amazing to hear when they are believing God to reclaim in their life. I want to encourage you, remember our walk with God is a partnership. And so as you believe God for specific things this year, take steps of faith, be intentional. And we're just so excited for what God's going to reclaim in your life this year. So
that's it.
It's on. We're battle ready. We love you. Let's go, everybody. And bless.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.